Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week, we will hear from Humboldt Wildcats head boys wrestling coach Chad Beeman, Humboldt head girls wrestling coach Andy Newell, and Humboldt junior and girls basketball player Morgan Mann. Our first guest is Humboldt Wildcats head boys wrestling coach Chad Beeman. The Humboldt Wildcats swept their senior night quad against Gilbert, West Marshall, and Perry Thursday night as they honored seniors within the program. I caught up with Beeman Thursday night to discuss the team and individual performances.
So around that first round, and boy, I thought we made a lot of mistakes against West Marshall. Sometimes good teams will expose that and make you make mistakes. But, you know, we did some things that were very uncharacteristic of us. At this time of year, you really need to stick with your game plan as far as what your strengths are and not trying to really think out of the box. And talk to the kids about that a little bit between duels. And, man, they looked really tough that last round. So very proud of their efforts. And a couple of the guys had some big wins there. They actually went unnoticed, but, man, they were couple really big matches in that last duel that we really turned.
What have the seniors meant to you on this squad this year?
You know, your seniors are so important to the chemistry of the team, and we've obviously been around the longest and been with our program, and our seniors every single year are extremely important, and this year's no different. They've done a great job contributing not only individually but to our team and how they represent themselves in the room and just compete. You know, same thing about our cheerleaders too. They do a great job, and you know, obviously we had six senior girls wrestlers. You know, a lot of those girls started this program back in the early days, and so it is a little bit emotional and just proud of all the effort.
With the upcoming tournament here on Saturday, just your thoughts going into the South Central Calhoun tournament.
Five duels on Saturday. At least two of the teams there have really solid lineups and should be extremely competitive. Two or three of the lineups, they have some holes. They, you know, have struggled with numbers. It's an opportunity to, you know, go out and compete again. We didn't want to find a tournament that weekend where we're just going to get the tar beat out of us. More of kind of a last prep going into regional duels. And, you know, I talked about dress rehearsal at conference for regionals, or Saturday's kind of dress rehearsal for Tuesday. Everything that we do is geared towards getting better and preparing us for postseason.
And then, Coach, regional duels, you just missed getting to host, being the number 9 team. What are your thoughts on the draw of facing off against Williamsburg and then potentially against Ballard?
We love to host, but I tell you what, it is a lot of work. Sometimes you don't mind going to other places. You know, we'll go invade hostile territory, so no, we're excited about it. If we really think we should have been, you know, a top 8 team and been hosting, well, let's go prove it next Tuesday.
Well, Coach, I wish you best of luck this upcoming weekend and, of course, with duels coming up on Tuesday.
Yep, thank you. Appreciate it.
That was Humboldt Wildcats head boys wrestling coach Chad Beeman. Our next guest is Humboldt girls wrestling coach Andy Newell. The girls wrestling team for Humboldt competed at the 2024 Super Regionals at Mason City High School's Fieldhouse Friday. 3 Wildcats punched their ticket to the state tournament in Brooklyn Robinson at 235, Sophia Harris at 110, and Danica Diedrich at 170. I caught up with Newell after the event to get his thoughts on the day.
You know, I'm really happy with the girls and how they wrestled. We talked early on about going out there and, you know, really leaving it all out there, showing all the hard work that was done this year and competing hard. And we knew we were in a tough region, and I think that we did pretty well, all things considered.
3 girls who have qualified between Sophia Harris at 110 pounds, Danica Diedrich at 170, and Brooklyn Robinson at 235. How would you rate their performance as they're on to wrestle next week down at Coralville?
You know, I know that none of them are truly happy with their finish. Obviously, their goals were to end up on the top of the podium, and none of them were able to quite get there, but, you know, they really wrestled hard. And I know Brooklyn and Sophia were happy to get back, and Danica is happy to be going for the first time, so it's exciting.
A 4th wrestler that was oh so close with Lena Detman just missing out with the wrestlebacks and the head-to-head there at 120 pounds. And then what was the message to the wrestlers who had just missed out on that opportunity?
With Lena especially, we had to look at the positive note, right? We finished our freshman year with a really good record. We wrestled hard. We finished fifth. She wrestled higher than her seed. She finished higher than her seat. She was pretty happy knowing that is what she did. And then, you know, coming up short at a couple of the other weights with Claire Weider at 130, she was one of those leaders for us all year. And it's really unfortunate for her not to, you know, punch her ticket again as a senior down to the state meet.
This was the last time they were going to have the full team together competing this season. Looking back here on the second sanctioned season for Humboldt Girls Wrestling, your takeaways from the entire team competing?
Really happy with the way that we performed all year long. You know, they stepped up every time I asked to answer the bell. They did a great job. I scheduled some pretty tough meets this year, and especially having all the new faces to the program that we had this year. You know, we had a bunch of freshmen, and then we had a bunch of just first-year wrestlers. And it was really impressive to see the way that they were able to go out there and compete and hang with some of the best in the state all season long. And so I'm really excited, and I told them not to hang their heads. They all had great seasons. Regardless of the outcome, they all grew on the mat, and I think they all grew off the mat as well. They became good leaders and good people. That's what it's about.
And Coach, you talk about the new faces as well. There was a lot of youth on this team that had very good seasons, including Danica Diedrich, who gets to the state meet, you know, as a freshman. And, you know, Lena Detman, who was a freshman, just misses out. And as far as the youth on this program, what is your thoughts on the future now of this team?
Graduating the group that's exiting, but I am excited for the future. We've got, you know, a bunch of new faces that are in that sophomore and freshman class. A lot of the freshmen, you know, they've wrestled the last couple of years as middle schoolers for me, and they're starting to see that hard work and that buy-in that they've had start to pay off for them. And so we've got a good group of eighth graders coming up next year, and I'm excited to see where those pieces fit into the lineup and then just to kind of start reloading for next year.
And then, Coach, under a week now until the state meet here in Coralville for your three wrestlers, what is the preparation going to look like this next week for the state meet?
Tonight, I'm going to upload some videos, all the matches that we had today. I'm going to get those uploaded. Tomorrow, I'll probably start breaking down some of those matches and kind of giving pointers here and there. The girls can watch those. And then come Monday when we come back to practice, it's going to be business as usual, you know, normal practice. Monday, normal practice. Tuesday, and then on Wednesday, we'll have a pre-meet practice, and then we'll head to Coralville.
Congratulations on the season. Congratulations on your three wrestlers making it to Coralville to the state tournament here. And I want to wish you best of luck here in the upcoming week.
Thanks, Matt. And I appreciate all the work that you and Brad have done all year long for us, following us around all over the state. It really means a lot to, you know, help grow girls wrestling. It excites me to see where this thing can go. So appreciate you.
Well, thank you very much for the compliment as well, Coach. And again, best of luck upcoming here.
All right, thanks, Matt.
That was Humboldt Girls Wrestling Coach Andy Newell. Our final guest is Humboldt Wildcat Jr. and member of the girls basketball team, Morgan Mann. Mann surpassed former Humboldt Wildcat Avery Terwilliger's all-time scoring mark of 1,123 career points from 2013 to 2017 after making a three-pointer to tie the game at 40 late in the third quarter Tuesday night in a home win against the Algona Bulldogs. Mann was honored after the game before the boys tip-off for the accomplishment. I sat down with Mann post-game to talk about the record-breaking night.
I mean, we went into this game dead set on getting that win. Defense, we had to execute. We had to shoot whenever we were open. And that was basically our mindset going into this game. But it was a great win. I mean, we were all super excited about it. We just really needed this win.
And Morgan, you're now the all-time leading scorer in this program. In your junior year, it's been impressive to watch you progress throughout your high school career so far. To own a record here in this building and get to do it in front of this crowd here, what does it mean to you?
It means so much. I love that my fans get to like be there for me and like get to see me with this accomplishment. It means so much to me.
You do it against Algona, I mean against your rival. What is that?
That's so amazing. There's no words to describe that. That is awesome.
Now Morgan, you guys get this win here. You're battling in the conference. As you look ahead, what's the mission in that locker room now?
The mission is just keep playing how we've been playing, go after, keep getting more wins. Just every day, keep executing, doing what we're doing. That's basically it.
And are you able to breathe a little easier now that it's out of the way?
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, thank you, Morgan, for taking some time and joining us here on 97.7 The Bolt. Congratulations. Now the all-time leading scorer here in the Humboldt girls basketball history.
Thank you so much.
That was Humboldt Wildcat Jr. and girls basketball player Morgan Mann. With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.